On the KSRO live line with us this morning, ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
So when I went to bed last night, I thought, well, we'll certainly be talking all about Rudy Giuliani this morning. But wait, there's more.
Yeah, this was quite a bombshell revelation from the president's new attorney last night to Fox News when he said that the president paid back his attorney, Michael Cohen, for that $130,000 payment that Cohen made to Stormy Daniels just a couple weeks before the election.
Right.
The president was asked on April 5th, did you know about the payment to Stormy Daniels? He said no. Sarah Sanders has been asked about this. She said she had conversations with the president and there was no knowledge of any payments from the president. Well, now we know that there was a retainer system set up where the president did pay back that money plus some more on a monthly basis. And the key question today, and this is what you have to look for with what the White House is saying, with what the president's allies and he himself this morning is saying, they're focusing on the campaign aspect of this. The president says that there was no campaign money used for this.
Yeah, these are the legal ramifications of such words.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Because the question is, did they make this payment to protect the president, to hide an affair from his wife, to protect his family, things like that? Okay, that's one potential option here. Or if it was done to get the president elected, if they wanted to keep her silent in the weeks before the election, this could be considered by Michael Cohen a campaign contribution, and then the repayment to from the president also part of that. And that's where campaign finance laws come in and whether or not there was any violation. It's really complicated. It's very legally precise. But that's why you're going to see the president and his allies focusing on that angle of this.
Stormy Daniels' attorney this morning, Michael Avenatti, says they're just making this stuff up as they go along.
Yeah, and he says, you know, he was focusing too on the lying is what he said, that that people should be upset about the fact that the president and his team have said he didn't know about this when they did. And the question then is, when did they know about it? How many people knew about it? And what was the conversation about how to handle it when it came out?
I feel like I'm watching an episode of the old show, What's My Line?
Yeah.
It is an ongoing saga, though, and what a soap opera this is turning out to be. Karen, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Much more to come on this story for sure.
Thank you.